closer.
Everybody, welcome to Radio Labyrinth. This is season 6, episode 63, and we were talking before the show started. Stephanie has a picture of her pie up behind her, and I don't know how appropriate that is, but it's
kale for those, pie.
For those of you listening at home and not looking at the YouTube page, it is a chocolate bourbon pecan pie. How do you say it properly?
You did it.
Okay. And we started talking about pecan pie, and Dustin said he wasn't a fan of it, but now he likes it because of this new twist, this pie hack.
Yeah, add chocolate. Yeah, that's a real big
hack. Put bourbon in it.
Yeah, you know, the bourbon helps, I guess. But
new to me. I can't help it if it's new to me.
You've never had it, Tim?
No, I've never had that. It looks delicious.
Oh, my God. We'll have to gold belly you some chocolate pecan pie.
All right. We're going to talk about that in just a second, so hold on. Because I have something to say about that. And so I was saying that pecan pie, I love pecan pie, but I didn't like it till I was an adult. I used to work at a restaurant when I was in college, and I was, the prep cook or whatever. So I'd have to make pecan pie, and I would never eat it. Never, I don't want this, but I made it all the time. And then I just decided one day, oh, I like this pie. But when I was a kid, or maybe, I guess it was in college, my grandma made No, I was a kid, and I loved this pie. She made it out of hickory nuts, and I think what turned me on to it is hickory nuts. They grow on these big, tall trees, and they fall down, and they're in these pods that look like they're bigger than golf balls, smaller than baseballs. You have to peel these thick husks off, and then inside is this tiny little white nut, you know, like a Brian nut. You know, they come in that tight little sack.
My grandma uses Basenji nuts.
What's a Basenji nut? Jerky Boys reference. So she, you know, so you had to crack the nuts and you use a little pick to get the nut meat out. So that was delicious. But anyway, back to the pastries. So we need to call a detente on the giving people pastries for gifts.
And it was for grief. I don't know what to do for anything else. I only know how to, you give food. That's all I know.
No, I know. I'm kind of joking, but man, there were two pieces of these pecan pie bars. And like this, as soon as I got home from work, I'm like, I'm gonna eat this. And there's chocolate brownie cheesecake and all sorts of wonderful, delicious items. And when there's only two people in the house, I mean, we have three people, but he can't eat that yet. I mean, the closest he can get to it are the little rice rusk crackers that he's eating now. So, but he does like chocolate because he did get to try some chocolate ice cream. I'm kind of half serious about that. I love your little, surprises that you sent.
I called dibs on Gil's portion of the pastries.
Too late, they're all gone.
Well, you know, there's a disgusting person that I work with who has a disgusting mother who would chew up raisins and spit them into the baby's mouth.
What?
Yes.
Isn't that a bird?
Yeah, that baby bird syndrome. Yes. That's a hipster thing. That's horrible.
That's a real thing.
Yeah,
I didn't know it was a thing. I just thought it was some sick fuck thing that she did. I didn't know people did that.
Yeah, people have said the benefits, blah blah blah. It just, you're chewing up food and spitting in your kid's mouth. That's just as far as it goes.
No way.
Pre-chewed Charlie's. Remember that old bit from SNL with Dan Aykroyd? They would pre-chewed Charlie's. Will chew your steak for you and then spit it in your mouth.
Oh,
something like that. Pre-chewed Charlie's. But gosh, now is the season, and 'tis the season for everything that's going to make you fat. I'm making next week for Thanksgiving. I'm making my grandma's old recipe, blueberry tort, for Thanksgiving dinner. And that's, you get a bunch of nuts, like walnuts, and that's your base. And then it's cream cheese and whipped cream and confectioner's sugar and blueberry pie filling. And each piece weighs about 10 pounds. Mm. It's so good, but I'm gonna make it and leave it there so I don't bring any home. And then there'll be pecan pie, and I'm just getting ready to get stuffed. So get stiffed on Thanksgiving.
What kind of hotel is this now?
Before we get into more Thanksgiving talk, we still tentative. I'm going to talk to Mike this coming week, Mike Hall from Atlanta Pizza in Euro, but it looks like December 19th, which is a Sunday, we will be at Atlanta Pizza in Euro, and we are going to invite everybody out. More details on that once we have everything locked in. And again, that's we'll have to talk to Mike and see if he and Kim will be available that day. We'd love to do it if we can and have a nice little holiday bash before we slide into 2022, the third year that we'll never be able to leave our homes. Just kidding. Dustin put a poll up on Facebook that looks like a lot of fun. Tell us about it.
We were talking about doing a bracket for Christmas movies coming up. So this is kind of, this was kind of our dry run on that. And so I put up a poll just to show the top Thanksgiving movies, you know, TV episodes, commercials, anything that, that you guys watched, you know, every year or fondly remembered from your childhood from Thanksgiving. And we got a good amount of responses, a good mix of what I assumed would be the usual Thanksgiving fare, but there's with a couple of you know, oddballs thrown in that I forgot completely about.
What are what is the oddball ones?
I'd forgotten completely about Son-in-Law.
Oh yeah, that's right. That is Jeff Thanksgiving. That's a funny movie.
Yeah, I'd forgotten that it was a Thanksgiving movie. I guess I don't know. I kind of in my head, I guess I lump all of those Pauly Shore movies to just like summertime fun. I don't think of them.
It's surprising that he just didn't do one movie called Cool Buddy, and like that was just the whole. That's all the movies.
You could probably make a quick cut of it, like all of his movies, and just release them into that.
That was peak Lane Smith. He was in a lot of movies at the time and TV movies. Of course, another great film he was in was My Cousin Vinny, and also Carla Gugino. When she, how do you say it, Gugino or Gugino?
Gino,
she's in it. She's great in that film. It's just a funny little arc. And Pauly Shore, you know, it was cool back in the day to go, oh, I hate Pauly Shore, but he did some funny stuff. And See No Man was funny.
Son-in-Law was hilarious.
Yeah, I'm saying it is.
Let's see. Some others we had on there. Dutch was one that was put on. Now Dutch,
I haven't seen that.
That's the one with Al Bundy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know he picks up a future stepson or something like that and brings him home from a private school. Is that the, or for Thanksgiving? That, from what I remember, that was the plot.
It's like Midnight Run, but with a kid.
Midnight Run. it says on here that it stars who does it star? Okay, there's two Dutches. I'm looking at this is 1991. Ed O'Neill, Ethan Embry, Joe Beth Williams, and Christopher McDonald. So you know, that's an old film.
Ethan Embry, yeah, and he was young too. That was a few years before he was Papa Giorgio in Vegas Vacation. Let's see, Home for the Holidays was another that made the list.
Which one is that, Home for the Holidays?
Movies
I don't remember.
Is that Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon or something?
What's her name?
Holly Hunter?
Holly Hunter, yeah.
Robert Downey Jr., Anne Bancroft, and Charles Durning.
Yeah. And I think that one, they may have filmed here. I mean, I know that she is from Conyers, the Conyers area, and they made a big deal out of it. That was when that movie came out. There's certain areas here in town that'll run it, like at bars and things.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. It's not it here.
And
it's what I've never seen it.
Let's see. And then we had some TV episodes. I think Steph put down It's Always Sunny, the squash and beef episode.
That's a good episode.
That was a great episode. The charred face of Cricket.
Mm-hmm.
The McPoyle eye patch. His depth perception. Yeah.
That's where the eye came from, wasn't it?
That kills me. And I think one of the dudes, Brian, called and he commented, she's mashing it. Gail the snail. She's mashing Frank's.
She's mashing it. And the Cheers Thanksgiving episode, that one was brought up too, which that was a good one.
Now, do you think I don't know. This could be blasphemy. WKRP Turkeys Could Fly episode versus the Cheers Thanksgiving episode. Which one do you take?
That is a hard one, because one, the Cheers episode is more, I believe, more heartfelt, and it makes you feel more like the holiday season, whereas the WKRP episode is just freaking hilarious, no matter how many times you see it.
I would have to go with WKRP.
Yeah,
I'd give it the edge just based on its humor and the fact that we live in a city where, you know, was the radio station was the inspiration for it.
True.
I didn't mention it either, but the Goldbergs, the episode where our former guest, was it Dan Fogler?
Dan Fogler.
When he plays Murray's brother and he comes home for Thanksgiving in his DeLorean, in his Miami Vice suit.
That's a good one.
That's great.
And then you have the Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving one here, which I don't really like that one very much.
Yeah, it was always, you had the Halloween one, which was really good for the Great Pumpkin. And then you had the Christmas one, which was really good, but the Thanksgiving one kind of fell short.
Yeah.
Our friend Nick is wondering how they can eat outside for Thanksgiving in Minnesota, and then a month later it's snowing for Christmas.
Yeah. Is that where the peanuts takes place, in Minnesota?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
I can eat outside in November. Be all in Minnesota. All for it.
Minnesota, they just had snow.
I would kill for it. I got all these people at work. I mean, is it cold outside, guys, right now? Is it cold?
No, it feels great.
Why are all these women with these space heaters coming out of their crotches at my work just freezing? I'm freezing. Oh,
it's so breaker cold. Tripping season at your office.
Does your office still have the AC on like ours?
Just barely. And then they made such a stink about it last week that, you know, they did blow the circuits, and I mean, they almost set the building on fire. So I came up with the idea. I said, well, what if we get like these little 400 volt dealies? They don't strain the circuits. And I was also thinking, for me, because my office mate, she has that shit cranked up, and I thought, well, she can't get too hot with this, and this will be good for me too. No, because this is like new space age technology, and it never shuts off. So it's a fucking inferno in there now. I mean, I've got my fan is on 3, and she's like, I think you've got like, I don't know what's going on with you. And I'm like, what's going on with me? What's going on with you? What is going on with you? It is not cold. But anyway,
I don't know. I think it's cold. I mean, it's chilly in the morning. It's the way it's supposed to be. We have a weird weather pattern going on right now where it's almost 80, and then 2 days later it's 36 degrees. It's fucked up. I don't like it. So that messes with my allergies or sinuses or whatever. And I would hate now to get a cold and have it not be COVID, because then you're just going to be worried that it's that. And then, oh, I have a cold and blah, blah, blah. I don't know even how you could handle that now. I know I couldn't. I'd freak out.
Don't you find it harder to breathe when the heat is on, though? When the heat's fucking rolling? I can't breathe. It's like, it's stifling. Stuffy. It suffocates me.
Eric at my job at WSB, he keeps that studio cold.
I'm with him, dude. Crisp.
Even in the summer, I have to bring a sweatshirt, because by the end of the show, I'm freezing.
But you're awake and you can breathe.
That is true. You can breathe because you're
not sitting there nodding off. I mean, what do you think? You're yawning all day, motherfucker, because you got the heat on 1,000.
That's all right. I got a lot of work done today.
Crisp it up in here. Let's get awake. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's like I'm at my grandpa's house, you know, it September. Didn't matter if it was still warm. As soon as fall started, or they began that season, he had a roaring fire. God love him. You go and walk into their room where, you know, the breezeway, they called it, even though they had closed it up and everything. But they had a wood burning stove in that room, and it would be 90 degrees in there. Oh.
Just melt your face off.
Yeah, you'd see the candles just start slowly bending over the holiday season.
Then my granny and Poppy, same thing. They stayed downstairs. I slept upstairs on the second floor when I lived with them, and they had the old, where it was a big ass grate in the floor. And you had to watch yourself. Like, you couldn't be stumbling to take a piss at night, because if you stepped on that thing, you'd sizzle in your foot.
Oh.
So, I mean, you had to do like a hopscotch move to get across it, you know, but they would keep it like a gajillion degrees.
Well, everything up in the north, at least where we grew up, was either, if you lived in a place old enough to have steam heat, then you had those big, heavy, what were they called? Those heat units that were hot. Everything was super, super hot.
Radiators?
Yeah, the radiators, and they were from the boiler room, and then they would just get super hot. They were totally metal or whatever. Or you had electric heat, and electric heat, that's why I had bloody noses all the time when I was a kid, because that electric heat just dries everything out. It's like you're in a desert. And my nose would just bleed. It was always
see that you just made the point. So that's what happens with these stupid space heaters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what is so suffocating to me, is that dry ass electric heat. Exactly. And they're just, you know, they're all like little inchworms in their cocoons over there, just all snuggled up. And it drives me crazy. I hate it so bad.
Why don't you just start get a fire pit going in the middle of the office and, you know, maybe get a little fan or something to blow the smoke away. But just, you know, every once in a while, throw a log on there.
I can't complain any more than I do. I really don't. I can't complain any more than I do.
It'd be great to have an office just filled with smoke. But you'd hear that crackling of the wood. And, oh, it's holiday season. Yeah, I love a roaring fire. Me out.
Well, getting back to our list, the last one on here that, of course, was the most popular for the Thanksgiving season was planes, trains, and automobiles.
Yeah, I think that one's going to win.
Yeah. It was definitely the most votes on here so far. And it is the quintessential Thanksgiving movie, at least at my house.
What do you think we ought to put on the, and everybody chime in here, what do you think we ought to put on the Christmas bracket? Well, let's just do movies.
Christmas Story.
Scrooged.
Christmas Vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Die Hard.
Wonderful Life.
Die Hard. Oh yeah, It's a Wonderful Life. See, now we're getting into weird territory here with the movie.
Gremlins.
It's gonna be tough. Gremlins for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Is Gremlins Thanksgiving or is it Christmas?
It's Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's trying to get him his Christmas present. Get back before Christmas.
Oh, that's right. Tom Paxton. No, was that Tom Paxton? No,
Hoyt Axton,
that's right.
Duh. Jennifer's ex-husband. Right.
Dollar and a dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Christmas Story. Yeah, it was funny. Two weeks ago, Jared Yamamoto on the radio show that I, you know, Dublin Bonhoeffer Doctrine. Everybody knows him, but, you know, some people might not. He was playing Joy to the World as his Braves anthem. And I said, oh, yeah, that's a great song written by the great Hoyt Axton. Anyway, yeah. You guys have any more?
Oh, wait a minute. Black Christmas.
Yeah, that's what I was fixing to say, yeah.
I like the remake. Not the third remake, the second remake. The one that came out like 10 years ago.
Yeah, in the aughts. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a kick-ass movie.
What's another good Christmas movie? Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
There's a whole Eli Roth history of horror about holiday.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Horror movies.
Krampus. Krampus is good.
Yeah.
Krampus was pretty good. What's the Santa Claus one where he kills everybody?
Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Yeah,
that's one of the worst.
Category for horror and see if it makes it. That'll be a bracket. Horror, comedy, Die Hard.
Elf's a good one, yeah.
Behind the Green Door.
Behind the Green Door.
What's that?
Let the Right One In is what I was thinking.
Don't act like you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know what Behind the Green Door is?
No, what is it?
It's one of the first big screen like blockbuster porn films with Marilyn Chambers was in it.
Oh, okay.
On the deep.
All right, I think I know what you're talking about now. Yeah.
Yeah, back when they had a production budget and it wasn't just some lady in her apartment. I'm OnlyFans.
Did we put Elf on there?
Yeah. Oh, Elf's a Christmas movie.
Oh my God, Home Alone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. What about Funny Farm? Is that a holiday movie?
It is. Yes. True Romance is also a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
True. Did we say Scrooged?
Yeah.
What about the one where Tim Allen is the Santa Claus?
The Santa Claus with
me? The Santa Claus, yes, of course.
I think it was called The Bus That Couldn't Slow Down.
But The Grinch Stole Christmas. No, we haven't said that one.
No. Miracle on Okay, see, there's a lot of them, so we'll put them out there. We'll do classics.
Plenty for a bracket.
All right, so we'll get to work on that. Anything else? Are you guys all going to have a good Thanksgiving? Because our next episode will come out after Thanksgiving. And what are you guys planning on doing this year for Thanksgiving?
I'll just be here with mother-in-law. Same as last year.
Jeff, what are you doing?
Bologna sandwich.
Why do you do that every year? Why don't you get a turkey sandwich?
Can't afford the turkey.
Yeah, turkey is expensive. I bought a pound of it the other day. It was $10. Damn you, big turkey.
You don't have to get it.
Could bring you a plate. You want me to bring you a plate?
Yeah.
My dad's not having it this year. It's at my brother's.
Nice.
So we're going out there, and I told you I'm making some stuff. We're going to get some collard greens from one of our local restaurants, you know, for a little flavor. Steph, what are you doing? Are you going anywhere? Or are you making a turkey?
No.
No and no? What are you and Pickle
going to sit in your new bathroom and look around?
I shut the door sometimes just because I can't. It's not a part of the rest of the house, so it just
doesn't exist.
Yeah. No, right. I can't look in there because it makes me want to burn the rest of the house down.
Why? Because the bathroom looks so nice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I feel like it's a different house, and I can't even look in there.
You go out back and shit.
But I don't know. Pickle says we're going to his parents' house, but we haven't sealed that in stone. See, you know, they used to cook, and we don't allow that anymore.
Oh,
we just don't allow it. So I'm not cooking a bunch of crap because I just don't care. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not sure what we'll do. I mean, I guess we'll go over there. I kind of wish we could just stay home, but we'll see. I'm not a sentimental person like that. I don't really care about any of these holidays.
I know that I think it was 1997, and this was, I guess, maybe before Jeff moved down here. A friend of ours, Stu, who we had on a couple times. In the past, he had this smoker that he bought, and it was before the big green egg era. So it was, but it was a stand-up smoker, and he smoked a turkey. It took all day. To this day, that remains the best turkey I've ever had in my life.
Cooked. Yeah, I remember you telling me you got super high because you smoked that turkey.
Yeah, dude, it was great. And there was a chicken there that I choked as well. Yeah. And then our friend Mark came down, and I know he had some of it too. But it's hard to remember, it's so long ago, but the turkey was really, really good. And I think then the next year, maybe I would go to North Carolina, and my aunt Iris is a fantastic cook. I don't know that they do that anymore, but I'd have dinner at their house or my other aunt and uncle. And it's the first time I ever had stuffing with oysters in it, which is a Southern thing. And it was good. I never had it before, actually better than stuffing. Regular old plain old stuffing.
Now, the best turkey I ever had was when I was like in my early 20s, my friend's dad invited us over, and he did a deep fried one in the driveway.
Oh, those are good if you do
it's like right. A Cajun one or whatever.
Yeah, didn't explode, right?
No, it did not. It was really good. And then, you know, he had like all the tables set up, and this is like some serious Michigan shit where you are eating outside in your coats and shit, you know. He had it all right. Set up, and I got so trashed. And I remember I got up to go get more food, and I fell, and I just kind of laid there on my back like a turtle.
Oh. Somebody bring me some turkey.
The fun thing about deep frying the turkey is when you're done deep frying the turkey, you can slice up some potatoes and make potato chips.
Hmm.
Yeah. You ever try to make your own potato chips? They always come out brown.
I've never tried to. No.
Never worked for me. I can't. You know, you cut them too thin and they cook too quickly. I don't know how to do it. That's why
you could use a mandolin.
A what?
A mandolin.
Yeah, one of those.
Oh yeah. No. I'll just go to the store and buy Lay's. Why? All right. Well, you guys, hope you have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you guys too.
Yeah.
Gil's first Thanksgiving. You're going to let him try some turkey?
No, he can't eat turkey yet.
He got mashed potatoes.
He's tried mashed potatoes. He had some the other night. Just a little taste of, he might like the yams. They're sweet. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that when Caitlin will give him a little dab of something sweet, his eyes just go.
Crack.
You know, like the Indian in Dances with Wolves when he puts sugar, lets him taste the sugar, and goes, that's what it looks like.
It was like the first time you smoked a cigarette.
No, the first time I smoked a cigarette was with Charles Peluso in Wellsboro, Pennsylvania, and I just looked him up on Facebook. And I was like, I want to find the guy who got me addicted to cigarettes.
No, speaking of which, my nephew's smoking, and he's 13.
13.
He's 13. Yes.
Yes, I smoke.
My sister busted him. Pall Malls.
Pall Malls.
Freaking Pall Malls. My sister busted him.
He's stealing them from his grandpa?
I don't know where he got them from. Somebody's parents. I don't know. But they came back from Home Depot. My sister nor her husband smoke. Mm-hmm. Nobody in the house smokes.
So they could smell it.
She said, I smell smoke coming from the bathroom. And I go in there and he's like flushing the toilet. And he's like, ugh. And she goes, I open the door and there's like smoke coming out. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Like and Leon like, eating the watermelon.
Yeah, that was great.
It's exactly like that. It was exactly like that. Only I wish it was watermelon. But then he comes
I to told you to have a watermelon orgy. Sorry.
I was going to say, he's been smoking for a year.
Damn.
12 to 13. He's been smoking.
How did 12-year-olds today have any way of getting them? Now, when we were 12, you could go into the store and buy them, and nobody cared. They really did.
For a dollar a pack, you could scrounge up change and go buy cigarettes. Now you've got to take out a freaking loan against your house.
Yeah, my mom would give me $2 and say, go down to Cards and Everything and get me 3 packs of Doral's. And I'd have to walk down to the store, get her 3 packs of Doral's, walk them home. A horrible, awful cigarettes, Doral's.
The only worst is GPCs. That's the only worst.
All those cheap cigarettes suck. Anything lower than GPC or now they have this kind called Jacks. Well, they've been around a long time, but
Jacks.
Yeah, it's where they sweep up all the remnants off the floor and that's the filler for those. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, Basics.
Yeah.
Basics. Yeah, I remember those. My mom smoked ones that tasted like vanilla. They were called Capris.
Oh, Capri. You had to smoke like 3 at a time to get
anything. I know.
Yeah, like coffee stirrer size cigarette.
They're so tight. Or Moors. I used to whip out a brown Moor like I was Clint Eastwood and hang them high, you know, you're something.
Talls.
Yeah.
Our friend's mom smoked Talls. And it took you an hour to smoke the fucking thing. They were 120s, 120, whatever that meant.
Yeah, that's too long. 100 is as far as it needs to go.
Right, right. And even then, you know, whatever. Cigarettes are bad for you, man. That's why you need one of these things, these jewels.
Cigarettes are killers, Jack.
Yeah, I can't wait for that remake.
I don't ever want one again, but I do remember those moments when I'd fire up that Parliament Light 100 outside. Mm-hmm. It's nice and cold and crisp. I'd be out there in my robe because I don't want to smoke at the house. Ugh, nothing like it.
That is, it is better to smoke when it's cold.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's chilly outside and warming my lungs with the sweet, sweet smoke.
Or maybe I just, you know, hit a bong or a bowl and you just go outside and kick it in with that.
Yeah.
So how does a 13-year-old kid start smoking cigarettes and not vaping?
Right.
I don't listen. I'm not. Brandon is a difficult boy. He got busted prior to the cigarette thing. A week ago, he got busted. He'd snuck out of the house to a local park while my sister was cooking. And then she gets a call from the park manager who says, I have your son here. And she says, no, you don't. He's in his bedroom. She goes, no, I do. Cause he gave me your phone number to call. And he had taken a knife and carved a bunch of fucks and shits all into the slide at the park.
That's great.
And yeah, I mean, just fucks and shits all over the place. And the part you couldn't use the slide anymore because if you slid down it, the fucks and the shits would tear your legs apart, you know, because they're all jagged. So he did it all the way down. So the slide was ruined. $8,000.
Holy shit.
Damn.
$8,000. They had to pull money from out of his 401k out of my brother-in-law's 401k.
How did he get caught?
The park manager saw him.
Oh.
It's in their little neighborhood. She lives right near there. And so she saw him out there. She came out and she was like, what the fuck are you doing? And he's like, oh, hey, what? I'm doing nothing.
Yeah, what a kid. Yeah, it reminds me. We had communal books in sixth grade. We had these community books that you had to take it home to do the homework and stuff, but you brought it back and you put it back on the shelf. I took it home one day and wrote a bunch of offensive things throughout. And the only thing I remember was, and this is when I was in sixth grade, and I wrote, cunt my cock, said the count to the countess. And I remember that they found the book, but they didn't know who did it. So I didn't get in any trouble. That was the worst thing I think I've ever written graffiti wise inside of a school book. 1981. Cunt my cock, said the count to the countess. I don't even know. Who'd even thought about it?
Well, 2 years ago, when he was 11, 2 years ago, my mom picks up her phone and it's just porn movies just playing all in her phone, like hardcore porn, where he had been watching porn movies on her phone. Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, and her phone was all, and this was when he was 11. So
I don't know.
I'm not sure. She just said that it was horrible. It was horrifying. And he rented porn movies on her TV downstairs.
Rented them?
Uh-huh.
This kid needs some supervision, no?
Oh, my sister's looking into putting him into some sort of a military camp.
Oh, God.
He needs a big brother program.
He has a big brother. He has a big brother. He won't have anything to do with him.
Make him slide down the fuck shit slide until his ass is fucking ripped up.
Yeah, the fuck shit slide. Man, I want to meet this kid. He sounds like he's headed for...
Listen, guys, the thing with him is he is frighteningly intelligent. Like, he gets very good grades. He's very smart, but he's mean. He's so mean. He just does mean things. He can't help himself. Like, he'll just... He has what they call impulse control problems.
Yeah.
And he's been seeing a shrink for years. I mean, like, all the, he'll just, like, think something, and he does it. He just makes bad choices.
Psychiatry, that's a racket for the
if he starts building fire pits around the yard.
Yeah,
well, I'll tell you what, none of us fuck with him. Like, I can tell whenever he's done. I mean, you can tell when it's about to go bad, so I just shut up.
He's a Republican someday. Like old school Republican, not the
sure.
Oh gosh, well, I want to meet him. I hope he doesn't blow anything up on Thanksgiving.
Oh, dude, we're just praying that he doesn't, you know, end up being a sociopath. I mean, I'm just really shooting for that at this point.
Really.
And that boy grew up to be Ted Kaczynski.
And that little boy that nobody liked grew up to be Roy Cohn.
I love him. He is adorable. He's he's like precocious. He's bad. He's a bad child.
All right. Well, bad children aside and Thanksgiving aside, we're going to take a little break here and then come back with some news and next story. So don't go away. I mean, where are you going to go? Hey, you hungry? I got an idea for you. Why don't you go to Atlanta Pizza in Euro? That's Atlanta Pizza in Euro. In Conyers, Georgia. That's right. They have delicious pizza and delicious gyros. We've been there a bunch of times. We've done a couple of shows there. We've done a couple of meet and greets there. In fact, we're planning on going back sometime in November or sometime in the fall to do another like live recording. And more on that when we know more about it. But first things first, let's talk about Atlanta Pizza and Euro. They have brand new options for you. They have gluten-free crusts, vegan cheese, and as always, they have a lot of great local craft beers at reasonable prices. Now, Steph, don't they have a food truck?
They do have a food truck, and we all want to catch a ride in this food truck, like big time. Yeah. And I think they've done a few things so far that went very well, he said. Mm-hmm. And just to go back, though, the craft beer thing that you were talking about, I had some really good beer the last time I was there. I was like, okay. I think it was Tropicalia or something. I'd never had it before. And now that's like one of my favorite beers. So they have,
hell yeah.
I think that's what it was. But they have really great beers there. And Mike, he likes to bring you around the little taster. Let you take a little sip. You don't have to buy the whole thing. You know, maybe you don't know. He'll like, here, take a sip. And then you can get it if you want to. That's what I love about them.
I don't mind a little beer every now and then. A good tasty brew to go with your pizza. And hey, keep it in the family.
Just had a pizza.
Yeah, Dustin, let's keep it in the family. I was just about to say that. Now, someone in your family works there.
Yeah, my oldest son, Rylan, he's a server there. So when you walk in and you see a 6'5" dude come up and ask you what you want to eat, that's my son. He enjoys it. He loves the people there. It's a great atmosphere. You know, they've had long existing customers that come in there, you know, all the time. It's like a family. It's kind of like a cheer situation. He loves working there.
And he's bringing home free pizzas too, right?
Yeah, that's a perk from time to time. But, yes.
Mike Hall has been a supporter of Radio Labyrinth for a very long time, and we thank him for that. Mike and his lovely wife have always supported us. And couldn't find a nicer couple. And we would like everybody to patronize the restaurant, which is in Conyers, and maybe Dustin will be there. How about that? It's AtlantaPizzaGiro.com if you want to find out more about it. Look at the menu and try it. I mean, it's good pizza. So
it's great pizza. Killer crust, killer cheese. He has great sauce. I mean, I haven't tried the vegan pizza yet, which I don't know. You know, I'm sure that Mike is going to make it wonderful,
right?
No matter what it is.
Does it have pepperoni on it?
No.
Oh,
it's vegan.
Oh,
they make vegan pepperoni.
I'm sure it's delicious. I'm sure vegan pepperoni is delicious. But now on a vegan, can't you use Beyond Meat? That is sort of like meat, but it isn't.
There's a lot more alternatives than they used to be. That's for sure.
You can use the Impossible Bat.
Don't bring
Mike does not put bat in his pizza.
Mike does not want people thinking that he puts Impossible Bat in his pizza. So please, I mean, not even real bat, let alone Impossible Bat. Check out Atlanta Pizza in Euro. They're on Facebook, and they are, and the links are all here for you to click on and to go check it out. That's AtlantaPizzaEuro.com.
And we're back.
We are back. And in that short break, Steph's nephew sent a mail bomb to my house, and it's on fire, but I don't want to finish the podcast. So, news and shit and next story. If it is a next story, you will hear me read the headline and then go next story after I make a pithy, snarky comment. So why don't we get going? Let's see. Kirsten Dunst says Spider-Man pay disparity was extreme. Men paid more. Well, it wasn't called Spider-Man's girlfriend. It was called Spider-Man. You played Mary Jane. You weren't the hero. You got kissed. And it was also
the best part of that movie, though.
Yeah, Jeff liked the nipples. She should have been paid extra for the nipples, but she wasn't. And you know, you got to look back, maybe look back at the 80s when porn started becoming mainstream and people made a lot of money. Tom Byron drives for Uber. Next story. Harry Potter cast to reunite for an HBO Max special, but J.K. Rowling will not be there. She wasn't involved with the movies, they say. If she hadn't written the books, there wouldn't be any fucking movies, so blow me. Next story. Has Grease been canceled? Schools scrap musical amid sexism fears. I'm going to next story this, but I'm also going to say, why would kids today give a shit about some 50s boomer rock opera? Nobody cares. Maybe it's past its prime. Our generation, we love Grease. I don't understand why it would be sexist. It has all the modern stuff in it, right?
But guys and dolls, isn't that sexist?
I don't know. I think Grease is timeless. Maybe they should just do Grease 2. Turn that into a play and do Grease 2, which is less sexist because they teach you about it.
Reverse.
Yeah. You could gender swap Grease, and then it wouldn't be sexist. There's your answer. Next story. Okay, so you guys are going to have to help me out with some of these stories. Pee Wee Herman, a.k.a. Paul Rubens, is making another comeback, this time as a radio show host. He's cutting into my business. What's going on with that, Jeff? Did you post that story?
No, I posted that one.
What's he doing? I know Jeff's a big fan, so.
He put out a press release. He's going to be on KCRW, which is, I guess, K-Rock's only other competition in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
Second biggest station in LA, said that he has gotten the okay for all of the members of Pee Wee's Playhouse. They're going to be coming back in and sitting down with him. So the ones that are still cool with us are going to be coming in and sharing some airtime with him. So it'd be nice, you know, cool to miss Yvonne, which she's lately what on It's Always Sunny.
Yeah,
pretty much. Recently, we lost Jambi.
Yeah.
But that's supposed to start on Friday, November 26th.
Lawrence Fishburne going to be on it?
And it says, hint, there's going to be super famous people there as well, was in quotes at the end of it. So I'm assuming that you know, him being the biggest star off that show, he'll probably make an appearance.
Phil Hartman would have been the biggest star probably, maybe, had he lived.
We're going to talk today about how much I hate Joe Biden and why are the Democrats trying to bankrupt us with all these stupid bills?
Wouldn't it be funny if it was just some right-wing, super ultra-right-wing talk show?
Just rant? Yeah.
I'm
getting tired of the Democrats lying to us.
I don't do a good Paul Rubens, obviously, but you get the gist. Party Down revival greenlit with 6 of the 7 original stars returning. Now, I only watched, a couple episodes of that. That's that show with what's his face, right? Ryan.
Everybody Adam was Scott. In it.
Yeah. Huh? Adam Scott.
Yeah, Adam Scott is who I was thinking about. Well, wasn't Ryan Reynolds on that, or was he in Waiting? Is that what I'm thinking?
Yeah, he was in Waiting.
Yep. It said Lizzie Kaplan.
That's right.
Man. And she's the only one not Jane coming Lynch. Back.
Yeah. She's doing a show on Hulu, that's why.
Right. So that's cool. So is it going to be a whole bunch of episodes or just...
Yeah, I think it's a season at least.
Good. I like it now that they do that kind of stuff, because when we were kids, if the show came back, it was a one-off or like a two-hour movie and usually had the Harlem Globetrotters in it.
It was never really canceled, though. Everybody just like got busy doing other shit because like everyone from the cast became super famous.
Right.
But they all loved doing the show, and it was a hilarious show, and I really enjoyed all the episodes.
Every time I watched it, I got a kick out of it. I thought it was very funny.
Yeah,
I think it might even be funnier now.
Yeah, I bet it would be. All right, well, when does that come back?
Yeah, probably 2022.
Take that, Jeopardy. LeVar Burton to host Trivial Pursuit Game Show. This is probably the second incarnation of the Trivial Pursuit Game Show. I remember they had one in the 80s. But LeVar Burton got the game show. Now he's going to host it. So now we can go ahead and find somebody to host Jeopardy permanently. But congratulations to Jordy Reading Rainbow. That's a full legal name now.
Jordy. How come they haven't got Will Ferrell to even host one episode?
He probably don't want to. I mean, if you think if he wanted to, they would definitely put him on there. I don't think he would do the Alex Trebek bit. Do you?
I think as a tribute, he should just as himself host one episode.
Why not?
Yeah. He's been kind of a recluse. You know, he did that new Apple show, but before that, for the last few years, he's been very, you know, he's been writing. He's been living in Norway because that's where his wife's from. Yeah, really? So he lives there. So he stays out of Hollywood altogether.
I didn't know that.
Aren't his kids named like Magnus and...
Yeah. Yeah, they had like these weird like emperor names.
Mel Gibson's going to be directing the next Lethal Weapon sequel. I was going to next story this, but maybe we'll just leave it at that. I never really cared for that franchise. I liked the first one. I just never got into it that much. I liked the one with Chris Rock. What was that, the third?
Fourth one.
Yeah, well, he showed up in the third, but then he was a character in the fourth.
He was a character in the fourth one.
Third was Pesci was the big...
Yeah,
she was a lot in the third one.
Screw you at the drive-thru.
Isn't getting too old for this shit. And then last but not least, The Expanse final season trailer is out there. It looks really, really good. Rocinante is embarking on a bold secret mission as the solar system is at war. Don't you fucking forget it. Fucking hate space. The first people who retweet and make funny comments in my Twitter profile, get the fucking autograph picture. I would love to interview her. I wish we could make that happen, but she's too... Do you think she's too famous?
I don't know.
Shahora Agdashlu. There's a fucking space. Fuck the moon.
You think she's hot?
I think she was.
Like, but you don't think like she's hot now? Like she's too old to be hot?
She has sex appeal.
No, I think she's beautiful. I'm saying that she's very statuesque. She's very pretty. She's an attractive.
Is she bangable, Tim?
Oh, I don't. I'm not going to answer that question.
That's what I'm saying, though, is like you, the women, when you get to a certain age.
Put your cock in my pussy.
You just all of a sudden like, yeah, she's very regal looking. She's very this, blah, blah. Where, you know, as men, they can be 65 and they can still get it.
Tim has all those Expanse books, and he wrote, Fred Johnson, cunt my cock, you cunt.
put your cock in my space cunt. No wonder we're losing listeners. I'm kidding. Doing horrible.
It's not going to be the title of this week's show.
Put your cock in my Iranian space.
Fuck shit slide.
I want you to call it fuck shit slide Iranian space vagina.
Great.
Oh, they're hurling meteors at Earth. What did we do wrong? Well, it was funny though. My favorite part of that last season is she lives, and the new moon president or whatever, she ends up getting killed by the meteor. So they have to put the, anyway, it's political. So that's all I got really for news. Focus. Don't touch my mood.
Did anybody watch Dexter?
I haven't watched Dexter yet.
Oh, okay.
I watched one and two.
Yeah, I did too.
Was the second one good? Just tell me if it was good or not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Answers a lot of questions you had from the end of the last season.
Yeah. Like, why did they continue and make that season? That was a good question.
Well, whether or not somebody is alive or dead.
Oh, okay. Fucking dokes.
I like the kid that plays his son.
I do too. At least in that first episode. And I loved my favorite part of that, if you don't mind me talking about that first episode, is, now I said this last week and stuff, you hadn't seen it yet, but to me it felt like Dexter, unlike the last season or so of Dexter.
Yes.
But it felt like a Dexter episode. And
did it? But, and it's to updated. Me, it didn't feel like a Dexter episode until the last 10 minutes of the episode when he became Dexter again and snapped out of his gym persona.
And I like the fact that we're all right about that Deb was going to be his,
dark companion.
Dark companion, yeah.
Dark passenger.
She really darkens up the passenger in episode two.
Oh, good.
Like a big time. And because we all said that, like, oh, come on. Is she going to be whatever? I prefer her as Dead Deb. I prefer her dead.
I'd rather much better. Remar too, but James Remar, I don't know. I guess he didn't want to do it or whatever, or maybe they didn't want him. I don't know.
I think you'll like her in this. She does just fine.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff, you were correct. It is pretty much a carbon copy of the first episode of Resident Alien. That first episode of Dexter is.
All right.
I mean, down to the lake. I mean,
seriously,
same thing.
Well, certainly looking forward to finding finding that episode online someplace, because I'm not signing up for Showtime.
I got you.
Pay too fucking much right now as it is. One more thing in the news. Very sad story today. Young Dolph, who is a rapper between Memphis and Atlanta, I guess he stayed in both places, 36 years old, gets shot, you know, doing the right thing and doing a nice thing. He was taking turkeys to families and buying cookies for people, and he comes out of this fucking cookie shop and gets shot. What horrible news. It's terrible.
Yeah, I think it was probably a hit.
Yeah,
imagine.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, and it's terrible because, I mean, I don't know. He's just a guy making some money. He's popular. He's famous. And he's doing some nice stuff for people. And then some asshole has to drive by and shoot him. Fuck that guy.
Well, you know, I mean, he made trap music. And he actually used to trap. So, I mean, you got all those people that are still around. It's not like he was a pretend trap.
Yeah, he carries that history around with him.
He really, life. Yeah, yeah, he really was a drug dealer and all that, and was very connected and everything. Good song, On the River. I'm a big fan of On the River.
Yeah, well, still terrible.
It sucks. Yeah, he was pretty good for trap music.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could understand what he was saying. He definitely didn't sound like mumble rap.
Some of the trap music is really good, actually. So I'm not mocking it. All right, so let's do what everybody watched and our stat picks. Jeff, why don't you go first?
I watched Morning Show and Foundation and another episode of Invasion without any actual invasions.
Yeah.
Alien in this one. When does it drop?
Fridays.
Yeah. So the last one on the 12th was the one where what's her name?
Oh, the country house.
Anisha. Yeah. She leaves the van going so she makes her way back to the house and the aliens in the house. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the first time you see the alien was the episode before that one.
Oh, okay.
When the military people were coming down to shoot him, and then he gets all but one of them, and then the alien gets the one guy.
Right. Okay. Well, it's a good show. I that episode, the one I'm talking about, was really riveting. It's an interesting show. So this next one, though, doesn't have any the alien in it either.
Nah, it does.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
It just took forever.
Not enough aliens for a show called Invasion.
Not enough Sam Neill either.
Yeah, he hasn't been in there much either.
In like the first episode, yeah. Like nothing for episodes.
I've been watching the Real World series.
Mm-hmm.
World Series of Poker.
Uh-huh.
It's on CBS this year, not ESPN.
Oh, wow.
So I haven't heard Norman Chad or Lon McCarron yet, but maybe they'll come over to CBS for the main event, hopefully. But they're just doing the preliminary bracelet events right now. Storage Wars, they're kind of pulled a bait and switch with Barry Weiss. He was on the first two episodes and then hasn't been on like the next six. But then they show a promo saying he's going to be on next week. So still watching that. Yellow Jackets. Did you guys watch that?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
What'd you think of it, Jeff?
It was okay. I'm going to stick with it.
I want to find out what's going on. I mean, I'll watch it, but it seems kind of, you know, chicky.
Yeah.
It's gross and it's kind of hardcore, but it still seems like it's for chicks.
Yeah.
It's on Showtime.
Yeah. Juliette Lewis, though, and the cast is good.
What's the other chick's name?
Melanie Lynskey.
Yes. Yeah. I love her.
See, I watched Squidbillies, Joe Pera on Adult Swim. I'm still liking Tracy Morgan.
I don't mind it.
Get all the hate.
Is there still hate?
Fucking Reddit is full of it, man. It's like just people bitching and bitching and bitching, like, just cancel the fucking show.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, like, shut the fuck up. They had six episodes done. They weren't canceled, and they decided that, oh, since Unknown Henson got canceled, they'll try and salvage it with hiring this guy, and he's doing a serviceable job. The show's still hilarious. So
I like Jesco White.
Yeah.
Doing Early's dad.
Yeah. That was good.
It makes me want to watch that movie again about the White family.
Yeah. And my staff pick is Tiger King 2. I'm not saying Carol Baskins killed her husband, but she definitely fucking killed her husband.
So what's this Tiger King 2 going to be all about? Do you guys know?
I've watched three episodes already. It's all about the fucking Don guy. They're trying to find him.
Really?
Or prove that Carol killed him, yeah.
Now, what do they do? Do they talk about the Tiger King? Is he in it?
Yeah, well, like the there's a bunch of phone calls with him from prison.
Okay.
So, you know, so they're kind of interspersed with the ongoing story.
I know that bitch killed her. Yeah. Killed her husband. I know it.
Yep.
Oh.
He just posted a thing saying that he's been diagnosed with terminal cancer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in jail. Yeah. And now he's looking to get one of the pardons because of that to get out. Yeah.
Trump should have pardoned him on his last day.
Yeah, he should have.
Yeah.
I love the Tiger King. Carol Baskins killed her husband.
That's another big part of it so far. That them delivering the pardon, you know, application to Trump.
Oh.
When he was still in office.
I don't like this guy. Fuck this guy. What a douchebag.
All right. So that's your staff pick, Tiger King. Yeah. Steph and Dustin, are you guys going to watch that?
I'll
watch it.
I feel like it was a lightning in the bottle type of thing. Like,
no, it's still good.
First one was. Well, I didn't know all the things that I know about him now.
Right, right.
When I watched that first one, now that I know, like, you know, how many of those tigers and shit that he just killed,
right?
Because he's a fucking psychopath.
Hey, is that crazy dude in there with all the wives from North Carolina?
I haven't seen him yet.
Okay,
but just about everybody else is.
The non-gay guy that he married.
Yeah, both of his husbands are in it so far. And I've only watched the first three.
Okay.
Hmm. He's got his teeth now, right?
Yeah, he's got
He's got nice teeth.
Steph's right, though. It was lightning in a bottle, sort of, because it came right at the beginning of the pandemic. I don't think if we hadn't had the pandemic, probably wouldn't have been that big of a hit. But who knows?
That's how the first episode starts. It's all about how when the pandemic hit, Tiger King hit at the exact same time.
I wonder if it would have happened with any series that was released, you know, that
what if Squid Games had come out the week of the pandemic started?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although that didn't need a pandemic to be a big hit.
No. Yeah. This
am I alone in the help. Am I alone in the fact that I don't like to see anything chronicled about the pandemic? I don't like it referenced. I don't like it put into any show at all. This is why I gave up on the morning show, because I could see what they were doing this whole countdown. I was done with it. And I don't ever want to fucking talk about it again.
I know.
We've all lived it. I don't give a shit. I want to escape from it. I don't want to hear about it.
Man. Yeah, on Curb, the pandemic's over. That's why I like Curb.
Right. I love it. It's so great.
Episode, they make fun of Albert Brooks. He's a COVID hoarder. We're watching the most recent episode. You know, I sit and watch it while she's watching it and I'm just doing other stuff. But the, you know, the one person's wearing a mask. Why are you wearing a mask? Well, you know, I'm pregnant and you have the sixth confirmed case. And it's like, I don't want to relive this shit.
Right.
Yeah, just skip it. All right, I'll go next, unless one of you guys want to go.
No, go ahead.
I watched Invasion 5. I watched Finch, which I enjoyed. Did you guys watch that?
Yeah, we talked about it last week, though.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Sad Max.
Yeah.
Sad Max. I liked it. I thought it was a cool movie. I liked the robot. I was sad when the little dog robot died. I watched Batman the Long Halloween 1 and 2. I enjoyed the story. I thought it moved a little slow, especially the second one.
Yeah, they could have condensed that down to one, I thought.
Yeah, there was a lot of unnecessary stuff in it, but it was still cool. I like that animation style, and I like that you can't tell when it's supposed to be taking place because of that whole Tim Burton introduced this into the Batman, and it kind of became canon, where you had the old 30s and 40s stretch limos, but it was modern.
The androgynous time zone.
Yeah. that's really a Burton thing, I think. But
I think it may have been there from the original comics, but he used it where everyone else, you know, they didn't use it. They just tried to create their own.
Well, like the 60s Batman TV show was just all mod.
Yeah,
fun. That was what it was supposed to be. Watch Squidbillies. Curb Your Enthusiasm was hilarious with Woody Harrelson. Yeah. That was a great episode. Very, very funny with the Klan outfit. And well, you know, he's got two big rallies coming up. Robe clean. And my staff pick, I've only watched one episode, but I fucking loved it. It's the Fabulous Furry Freak Brothers on Tubi.
Where is Tubi? What the hell? How do you find it? You gotta watch it on your computer.
You can get the app. There's a Roku app, and you can get an app for your iPhone or iPad.
There's a Fire Stick app too.
Yeah. Okay. Woody Harrelson is in it. John Goodman, Tiffany Haddish. I don't know how to say it. Pete Davidson, Adam Devine, Blake Anderson, Andrea Savage, Phil Lamar, Maurice LaMarche. And so what happens is, if you're not familiar with these comic strips, there was a comic from the late 60s and by a guy named Gilbert Shelton. And they were fun comics to read. I used to have a couple of the books. They're just filthy hippies, and all they cared about was getting stoned, fucking, and eating. And Woody Harrelson is the main guy with the hat and the long mustache and beard. I didn't know what to expect, but basically what happens is they get this magical strain of weed at Woodstock, and they go home and smoke it, and they fall asleep in their basement for 30 years, or no, longer than that, 50 years. And they wake up in 2020, and weed's legal, but they don't have any money. I'll just set up that they're in this weed store, and they don't have any money, but like, oh, it's legal, and they're singing a song, and they're like eating all this stuff. And I'm not going to wreck it. You guys, it's got a lot of Family Guy in it, a little bit of South Park, that kind of feel. It's not politically correct at all, which surprises me. It's just really enjoyable. So if you like all the characters that I named, or the actors and stuff that I named, and you like a funny animated show, it's pretty good. It's Fox produced, so, because I think Fox owns Tubi.
Oh, okay.
That's why, you know, you got the Family Guy people in it. I've watched things on it on Roku a time to time, but this is the first new animated show produced specifically for Tubi.
Right.
I watched it on my phone, and it's free. You don't have to pay for it.
I watched Dexter, the first two. I watched Jungle Cruise, the Rock Disney movie.
Oh, I saw that a while back. It was okay.
It's okay. I mean, they kind of used every little trope from those type of movies to put string together a storyline for, you know, a Jungle Cruise ride. And it was action. It was action packed, but it was so over the top. The guy from the redheaded guy from Black Mirror episode, that did the Star Trek episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a little over the top as the German bad guy in a submarine in the middle of the Amazon, which was kind of weird. But it was okay if you have nothing else to watch, I would say. But then it was pretty much all Disney Plus for me. I watched Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings. Finally got to watch that. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was really good.
It was good. I liked it.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. How they incorporated everything in and you know kept a lot of the a lot of the characters from the comic. They were able to incorporate them in the storyline of the father and stuff. Black Widow also was finally watched, and that really missed it by about 5 or 6 years. They really should have put that out, you know, right after Civil War. Just didn't have the same effect, I think. Okay. I mean, at the time when that came out, you know, when Civil War came out afterwards, you know, she was supposed to be, you know, separated from, you know, ostracized from the Avengers, and it kind of fit that timeline, but putting it out after, you know, she's already gone from the storyline, except for, you know, what if they incorporate that in, maybe, you know, as a way for continuity, but it was okay.
I like Florence Pugh.
Yes.
The sister. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I thought for the longest that they were going to trick you that those weren't the two sisters, that the blue haired sister was going to be Taskmaster, right, and not the daughter, of the other guy. But it was a little more straightforward than I thought. It was like, oh, okay, they did do exactly what you thought.
Right.
And my staff pick is a show on Netflix, new show called The Swap Shop. And it's kind of a mix between American Pickers and Duck Dynasty, maybe. only because it's filmed in where I grew up in East Tennessee. So the main character of the show has a shop in Clinton, Tennessee, and that's where I grew up. So getting to see all of my kind of hometown stuff on Netflix for these episodes is kind of neat. But the premise of the show is kind of cool. When I was growing up, they used to and they may have had it up north too. Every Saturday morning for like 4 or 5 hours, there was an AM radio station that would play Swap Shop, and people would call in if they had things they were trying to sell. You know, I've got this engine out here, it ain't running, but if you want to come by and give me a price. And so it was this network of people who would listen to these people call in and say what they have for sale. And then you would go meet them and, you know, trade, swap, whatever.
And I'll interrupt you.
Go ahead.
But I'll go ahead, finish, because I have something I want to add.
It's because the people didn't know how to read, so they had to do it over the radio. Yeah.
Well, also because in the Appalachian Mountains, each town was pretty much contained. I mean, you didn't really go far for anything unless you went to Knoxville for something big. So, you know, people swapping stuff in with my grandparents, you know, sometimes it would be like things from their farm. You know, whether, you know, vegetables or certain things. But, you know, if you were looking for a cheap lawnmower, you wouldn't go to the classifieds or anything like that. You would literally listen to this, wait for Saturday and see who had one for sale. And you would go there. It was, you know, they'd advertise yard sales and everything else. But this show combines that premise, which is a radio thing that still occurs. It's been going on since like the 1950s, and they still do it today. And so all these people, kind of like the guys on Storage Wars, you have these teams of people that have these little stores where they sell stuff. And so instead of going to storage units, they listen to this, you know, it's like they all tune in at the same time. And when something's mentioned, they all take off and try to get there first. And, but there's episodes where they find, you know, these huge troves of comic books, and they find all these classic toys, and so it's kind of neat to see that. But with, you know, the hometown connection with me just kind of made me want to watch it. I mean, it might not be something everybody be into, but should have hit about 5 years ago when all that picking stuff was real popular.
Do they have the radio hosts on it?
Yeah. Yeah. They are on it. They show the little radio station that they do it from, every Saturday.
I wonder if it's a guy that. So we had a radio show when we were kids. There was a radio show on our local radio station, WNBT, which at the time played like just contemporary stuff, but it was called Serendipity Corner. And these two kids, Chris and Randy, they were brothers. We would prank call them all the time, and we would say stupid shit and get hung up on. We didn't record any of these, but they would be great to have right now. Fast forward to 15, 20 years ago, Stern's two guys, Sal and Richard, started calling tradios and swap shops and stuff like that. And they're some of the funniest fucking prank phone calls you've ever heard in your life. You can find compilations of them on YouTube. But every once in a while I get bored and I have a bunch of calls. I'll send them to you, Dustin. Maybe if you can put a couple in here.
Hello, Tradio on the radio. Go ahead.
Yes, I got a box of some Amish blankets that my wife and I have been collecting for about 25 years, and we just want to part with them, if that is possible. They're in good condition. There's nothing wrong with them or anything like that.
Okay. How do they get in touch with you?
They can email me. I don't really like answering the phone very much, if that's okay. Can I get my email address?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on a second. She wanted me to tell you, there's one more thing. In addition to the Amish blankets, we have a used real doll. It's missing an eye because we're experimental.
Okay.
So you should be able to get that too. And you can email us at blankets, B-L-A-N-K-E-T-S. We just set it up. Blankets, A-N-D-D-O-L-L-S, at gmail.com. Now, that's a genuine real doll. Like I said, the eye's missing, but, you can figure it out from there.
All right. And thank you very much. Hello, Tradio on the radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a giant box of comic books that my grandfather and father caught for a bunch of years. If I could get rid of those, I would be happy to sell them or swap them.
Okay. How do they get in touch with you?
We got Batman. We got some Superman. We got some old Archie comics. We got some of these from Japan. I think they're called hentai. Now, them are for adults, but you can keep them at the bottom or whatever. And then we got some weird ones out of Russia where there's just, they're just crazy. You can call me at 562, and don't forget some of them hentai comic books. I got a lot of naked people having weird Asian sex, so just be careful.
God, no. All right. Thank you. All right. Let's try one last call here. Got about 30 seconds to go. Tradio on the radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a bag of male chastity locks. They're all size small, and they keep you from getting an erection if you're being dominated by a giant fat woman.
Okay. All right.
It was always fun to prank those. I've been doing it my whole life. But if you're really bored out there and you want to listen to some funny prank phone calls, just go to YouTube, type in Howard Stern Swap Shop or Tradio. And there's, like I said, there's some of the funniest prank phone calls in history. So I'm glad that you brought that up. I'm going to watch that show. Steph, you're up.
I'm into season 6 now of The Sopranos. I'm a rewatch. And now I think I'm... It's really starting to peter out for me here. I think I, Tony in this coma and just, and Carmela, and she's crying. She was like, you used to make me so hot down there. And I was just like, I can't do this. What is happening? What happened to this fucking show?
Are we still in the coma, or he's walking around fighting?
He's Kevin Hinklepuss or whatever the hell his name is in that dream.
Kevin Finnerty.
Okay. But yeah,
I fight with the monks.
I don't know if he's gotten to that part yet, but yeah, I don't like it. I feel like I should have just stopped at 5 and I would have been perfectly satisfied, but the Talking Sopranos, I absolutely am obsessed with. And I listened to the episode with Alec Baldwin, which was like freaking candy for your ears.
Were going fast.
Well, I mean, I jumped all over. Yeah, I jumped all over. Yeah. All right. I mean, I didn't like, there'll be like I'll look at the episode and I'll be like, oh, I want to listen to this one. Or if the guest or whatever, but Alec Baldwin, he's so obsessed with the show. And then he, he asked them really good questions, which I really liked that episode.
You're shooting anybody?
Shut up. And the
one that bothered me was Pete Davidson. I didn't know.
I skipped it. I didn't even bother. The one I'm listening to now, it's the one when Christopher, when he killed Adriana.
Oh,
and they're talking about that scene. and how he got into the headspace to do it and all that. It's just like, oh, it's so good. So the
hi-hatted me. You hi-hatted me. I walked in there and he hi-hatted me.
Spoiler alert.
What?
What, Steve?
Christopher killed Adriana.
Blue Chew will make your dick hard. You take that, Michael?
I don't know that I need that.
Why not? You want a dick? You want your dick to be hard?
Why does why does he hate Robert De Niro so much?
I don't know, but I love it. Fuck that guy.
Hates him.
He hates Pat Cooper. He hates Robert De Niro. He hates the mayor of New York.
It's so funny to me.
See, I got my book. Whoa.
Does he say in there why he hates Robert De Niro? Because I really, really want to know.
I don't want to read it. I'm going to get the audiobook because I don't want to ruin the book. It's signed.
So yeah, that and the episode of Tim Dillon this week where he's talking about his and Michael Che's feud that he's into now with him and Michael Che, which is so
I read
weird.
About that. Why I don't know why they're
weird. Fighting. I don't know because he said some shit about Saturday Night Live in a tweet, and then Michael Che said some shit about him on Instagram that basically that he wasn't really a comedian and.
Oh yeah.
And so don't come at him because he will come for your ass. And he did in this episode. It was very good. So I highly recommend it. And you know, I'm a fan of Michael Che.
Yeah, Michael Che is funny, but I like Dylan gets more downloads, I think, than they get.
He has the number two Patreon in the country.
Wow.
Right behind Rogan.
So funny thing to your point or to the point I made, whatever. Okay, so you guys know who Tim Pool is? Okay, Tim Pool is a streamer, but he started out by covering protests years ago and just going out and being a citizen journalist and live streaming and stuff like that. Well, he has a YouTube presence now. And just for curiosity's sake, last night I watched his show. He had has guests, and he has a roving trailer, and he's in Texas. So these people were all in the studio. Joe Rogan, Alex Jones, Michael Malice, and Blair White. Now, the last two, most people probably don't know, but Blair White is a conservative trans woman, and Michael Malice is an anarchist. But anyway, they're all big YouTube people. So I looked this morning to see how many views they had, and they had almost a million, and it was less than 12 hours.
Was Joe Rogan sucking his own dick?
No, he didn't even talk about that. And they also didn't ask Alex Jones about the Sandy Hook. I mean, that's the first thing I would ask, but he just sat there all fat. And, my shirt's too tight.
Gay frogs.
Yeah, they brought that up a lot. They make fun of that. But it's just amazing that more people are watching a streaming show on YouTube than they're watching news or they're watching television shows. It's just bizarre to me.
And that's what Tim Dillon's point was, is Chase said he's a media personality. Yeah. He's not a comedian or whatever. And he's like, dude, you're in the media. What the fuck are you talking about? You're on NBC, which is owned by the Royal Saudis and all this. I mean, he went off.
Right.
So yeah. And he's like, these people are threatened by people like us who are on the fringe, who are speaking their minds, and we're getting all these views and clicks and money and all this other stuff. And it makes them so mad that we're doing it and saying what we want. So I could see that why they would be haters. But and then I watched Well Done with Sebastian Maniscalco on Discovery Plus. It's his, the comedian Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah.
He's it's like a show where he doesn't know how to cook. He doesn't know anything about food, really, other than what it tastes like. It's just him and his Goomba way of everything is he's stumbling through. He wants to know how you make this and how do you do that? It's pretty funny. And my staff pick is Thanksgiving on Paramount Plus, South Park. It's one of their first made for TV movies. They're going to have two this year. And this is the first one, I think. Or is this the second?
Awesome.
Yeah, it's just called Post COVID.
Okay. I hope it has.
It's on Paramount Plus, not Comedy Central, right?
Yeah. Paramount Plus on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, better have integrity. All right, Jeff, you know what time it is.
Hello, America. Once again, it's time for your favorite pastime. Which one will they choose? Play along with this week's edition of Views or Snooze. Take it away, Jeff.
It's time for Views or Snooze?
Yes.
Number one, Marvel's Hit Monkey on Hulu.
View.
Already viewed the first one.
Did you?
Yeah, I watched it earlier today. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
This is the only, aside from MODOK or whatever, this is the only Marvel animated show that made it out of that death blow that wiped out the Dave Willis, Kevin Smith, Howard the Duck show that we were looking forward to.
I completely forgot. I mean, not that I would have asked Dave about it, but I'd completely forgot when we were talking to Dave that him and Kevin almost made Howard the Duck series. Yeah. That would have been so cool.
I totally would have loved that. So I'm going to use it.
I'll use it.
I'm paying that extra dollar or whatever now for Hulu, so I got to watch all this shit. Number two is on HBO Max. This is The Sex Lives of College Girls. Just from the title alone, I would think it would be views for me, but I don't know. It's Mindy Kaling.
My name's Linda, and I'm going to talk about my sex life. So Timothy Chalamet, is that his sister, Pauline?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe. But it's created by Mindy Kaling, though, from The Office.
Oh, if Mindy Kaling created it, then it's probably not going to suck.
Yeah.
It's still she's funny.
She wrote all my favorite episodes of the Office, so I'll give her some credit for that.
Yeah, that is Timothy Chalamet's sister.
Yeah, okay.
And he's hot, so. Well, he is.
Does she look like Timothy Chalamet?
She does. She's very lovely.
That's a view from all of us, yeah.
Episode 2, Naked Party. Jeff will be watching that one.
All right, so number three is Hellbound on Netflix. This is by the guy that made Train to Busan.
Oh yeah, they're doing an American version of that called a Train to. It's like based in New York City.
Oh really?
Yeah, I just read about that. Yeah,
him and his collaborator did a graphic novel that the story is based on, and now this is going to be a live action adaptation of the digital comic book or whatever it was called.
Yeah, I'll give that a views.
Yeah, I'll give it a views.
That second Train to Busan was terrible, though, right?
Peninsula was awful.
I didn't see that.
The first Train to Busan was awesome, though.
So good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, how could they improve on that? It's kind of like whenever they did the American version of Let the Right One In. It was like, it was like, meh, whatever. Yeah, Same thing with the Dragon Tattoo crap. I mean, you couldn't beat Snowpiercer in those roles. She was so good in that.
Yeah,
I like the Snowpiercer show. It's not canon though with the movie, really.
Yeah, I was hoping. I mean, since that, I gave up. Korean movies have got so much of a foothold now, and actually on their own and not the remakes. You know, especially Squid Game getting thrown in there. I wish they would just let them stand and not have to make a quote unquote American version.
Yeah,
because they always suck.
I'm going to give this views.
I'll give that one a views, yeah.
Yeah. That's it. Views are snood.
Thank you, Jeff. All right. Thanks, everybody. Before we go, Steph, tell us what's going on with Barkville.org.
Well, I was not going to do this because, you know, we're the kitchen. They're going to be tearing that shit apart here in a few weeks. But the need was too great. So I saw this little sweet baby out at the Clayton County. So I'm getting a new foster tomorrow. Hopefully she'll be a quick turnaround. We can get her the hell out of here, get her adopted or whatever. But for the love of Christ, will you guys buy a goddamn raffle ticket for this fucking raffle that we're doing? For the love of Christ, it's $20.
Where do we go buy the raffle ticket?
You go to www.raisethewoof, not the roof, the woof. charityraffles.org.
Raffles, okay. Raffles with an S.
Raffles with an S.
Not raffle.
And if you spend $20, you could win a Caribbean vacation for two or $1,500. It's your choice. Or you could win a $1,000 Best Buy gift card or $700 cash. And there's more shit below that, but those are like the top two things. But it's like $20.
Okay.
$20. And this goes towards us trying to get our own facility to where we can keep more dogs because we don't have enough fosters and all of the freaking shelters are full. You know, we went around, we pulled some dogs from like different ones that tomorrow is their last day. The one place that we couldn't, Polk County. So Polk County has like 9 dogs they're going to put down tomorrow morning. Mm-hmm. Young dogs, young, healthy, cool dogs. So if we actually had a facility where we could put these dogs, we could have actually helped them out. So if you can just throw us $20, I mean, you ain't got to do shit. We're going to take care of these damn dogs. Just give us $20. What the fuck?
Make sure we have
DogRescue.org.
Make sure we have all that information so we can share it on social media, and then Dustin can put the links in the notes.
I'll do that. Please. I'll do that. So yeah, if you want to foster, you want to adopt, you want to volunteer, anything like that, please go to BarkvilleDogRescue.org. We would really appreciate it, and buy a raffle ticket for the love of Christ. Thank you.
Love of Christ. Happy Thanksgiving. All right. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We will talk to you next weekend. And until that time, oh, by the way, we are still trying to do Radio Labyrinth Presents. It's only on hiatus because we don't have any guests as of yet, but we're going to keep working on it. And of course, as soon as we have some guests, we will put it back up. Until next time, please remember to keep it
canon.
Here at Radio Labyrinth, we are supported by Patreon. That's right. And our top Patreon donors are called producers. And we have a slew of them. And I want to read their names and thank them right now because we haven't done that in a while. First of all, Chris Chandler, thank you very much. And if you guys want to weigh in on any of these people, please jump in.
The former quarterback, right, for the Falcons. It's not that Chris Chandler.
No, it's not Crystal Chandelier. It is not Crystal Chandelier, but it is Chris Chandler. It's also not WSB's Chris Chandler. It's a different Chris Chandler. There's lots of Chris Chandlers, as it turns out.
Our Patreon's the best Chris Chandler.
It is the best.
Absolutely. And the best Brett Perkins in the country is also one of our Patreon members.
Big buttery Brett.
Big buttery Brett. Butter him up. Todd Ellis, thank you very much for donating. Roby Neely, who you can hear from time to time on the always consistent Mike TV podcast, which is on our channel, hosted by Lisa Krause and Dean. Yeah.
And shout out to Roby too, because he was just in a car accident. He's okay.
I saw that.
Oh no.
Yeah.
That sucks. But no, Dean and Lisa do a good job when they actually do the show, and Roby is a good contributor to that show. So check it out. If you've never listened, go through our little back archive, and they do really, 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 really deep dive. another Patreon producer, Tim Slayton, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Brian Smith, who he and his fiance are getting married in October on Halloween, and is a Halloween-themed wedding. I hope I get to go. But if not, I wish them the best. They're great, great peeps, and they're big supporters of Dragon Con. Usually see them down there. Didn't get to this year. John Sutherland, a great dude. We've known him for quite a while. Been a supporter for a very long time. John, thank you very much. He got me a real cool gift one year. I drew a kiss drawing for him, and he got it framed or put in glass. It was really cool.
Oh, he was nice. Great in MASH, too.
Yes, he was. He was really good in MASH. Mike D. Thank you, Mike D. We've always said it that way. Emily Hine Warren, who will be joining us because she donated to Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, the WSB Carathon. And one of the packages was you get to sit in and watch us do Radio Labyrinth on Zoom. So she'll be doing that very soon.
And because she's Emily Hine Warren.
Well, yeah, she's awesome. Yeah. Buck Monterey, want to thank you very much. Another longtime producer.
I always feel like he played Archie on All in the Family.
You think? Matt Carter, thank you very much. Matt Carter, another longtime sponsor and also
a sweet, 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 wonderful man.
Yes, he is. Mike Hall, who we mentioned, he's also a sponsor. And longtime donor, Eric Malmstrom. He's always funny on social media and supports us and interacts with us. And last but not least, Mr. Chad Shepherd, who gave us this. the Red Box Troll, another longtime donor, former intern of mine, coworker, really nice
chap.
And he's awesome. And there we go. Yeah, look at that pop out like a green penis. if you'd like to be a Patreon member, we have different levels, and those levels change from time to time. But what's always consistent is if you come in as a producer, that's $25 a month. Off the bat, you get to pick one of our t-shirts. So now would be a good time, because in a couple of weeks, well, while you're watching this, odds are we're going to have a new t-shirt or something that you want. And those links will all be made available to you. So thank you guys. And we appreciate it very much.
Please hang up and try again.